Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, our last hour was a great hour of radio. We probably covered 20 different important news items exposing the criminal activities of the global elite. Took a lot of calls. We've got Paul Watson, who comes on at least once a week because I respect his great analysis. And I agree with what he's saying. We've also got some of the folks that got shot at by Mexican troops coming on the show here in about 30 minutes. We got a lot of people holding. Let's get about five or six calls out of the way. Then we'll go right back into about 10 other important news reports here while we still have Paul Watson. Let's talk to Chris in Tennessee. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex. Hello, Paul. I wanted to talk about Social Security. 3 years ago, I broke my back. I had three neurosurgeons all say that I needed another back operation and also another operation in my neck. And these calls that I make to the Social Security office, they must go to India because I went to a hearing and continually get jerked around from Social Security for the disability claim where three neurosurgeons say that I do need both surgeries and I am disabled. And I'm very upset at the fact that George Bush wants to give Social Security to illegal immigrants and Mexicans, where us hardworking Americans who are unable to work have been jerked around for years, and I know there's tens of thousands of people in the audience right now hearing this. So what I did today, after I heard that the calls were being given to India, I told this person on a telephone that I wanted a direct letter from the commissioner, her name is Bart Hart, to say that this call was answered and I want my request requested. And just in this morning's Australian newspaper, there are 670,000 people that are disabled, and there's an outsourcing agency that are forcing these people to get jobs, and this agency is going to get $6,000 per person that gives these people a minimum wage job.
Well, yeah, that's how the corporate welfare works. They get all the money, and then people who have broken backs don't get any of it. And then if you're a foreigner, you come here, and you get a decade of tax exemption. Why don't citizens get that? It's designed to get rid of the middle class, drive down our wages, get all of us on welfare, or in the criminal justice system. Paul Watson?
Well, yeah, it boils down to the fact that it's nothing more than slave labor like the sweatshops in India. It's not just exploiting and bringing down the country in America. It's exploiting via what is slave labor on the wages that they get when this outsourcing takes place. I mean, the excuse with this amnesty deal that the Mexicans are coming in to do the lower paid jobs is defeated by that very fact that all the lower paid jobs are being taken out of the country anyway.
Yes, well, if you people are in the same situation as I am, make that phone call and tell me you want a letter from the commissioner of what the status is on your claim and why you're getting jerked around also.
All right, thanks. Thanks for the call. Let's talk to Dan in Illinois. Dan, go ahead.
How you doing there, Alex?
Good.
You know, this all proves one thing. You just can't give corporations that type of freedom. I mean, they just can't be trusted. I mean, there's no laws against this, but there should
be. No, you don't regulate the corporations. What you do is you keep the government so small, it can't start giving them corporate welfare. And even if they take over the government, the government's not big enough to control our lives. You understand that?
Well, here's the thing. If the people are not demanding the government to control the corporations, then the corporations will demand that the government control us.
That's what's happened. So right. The founding fathers said, you stop that by having a small government, then if they even seize control, or a dictator seizes control, or a corporate oligarchy seizes control of the levers of power, the levers of power are so small, they can't take over your life. So instead, they're expanding the levers of control because they have taken over.
Well, I mean, just the fact that they're allowed to just export so many things, I mean, that there should be regulation in that. I mean, it's got to
But see, they already run the government, so when you give them regulation, they're going to use that selectively against you.
Of course. One more thing. Did you see that the Jewish people, some organization, they say anybody but Bush?
Well, there's a lot of diverse groups that don't like Bush.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of surprising me, though. 70% against.
Well, yeah, that's. I mean, that's not one monolithic block. No group is. You know, we'll be right back. Stay with us, folks.
Got $3 in your pocket? Want $1 million in term life insurance coverage? Call TermBusters now. Rates are low right now. Call and compare. For example, a man age 45, non-tobacco user, issue preferred, $1 million of coverage is only $75 a month, level for the next 10 years. Call TermBusters now. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692. If you're a smoker, we have great rates for you, too. Call TermBusters now. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692. We specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. Remember, $1 million in term life insurance coverage for as little as $3 a day. Call right now. Operators are standing by. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul taste, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful, it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Paul Watson, my guest. Again, I'm Alex Jones. Coming up, we'll get a report from the border with Mexican troops firing at U.S. citizens. Paul, we need to talk about the false left-right paradigm, the false political spectrum of left and right, because we were just talking to Dan in Illinois, and then we'll go to these other calls. Dan in Illinois was saying, well, hey, you know, these corporations are so corrupt, using the government to control us, we've got to pass regulations to control them. But understand the fallacy of that. You don't have the lobbyists. You don't have the payoff money. You don't have your people controlling the government, staffing the government. So if you try to get the government to pass regulations, they'll go, okay, and they'll pass more regulations for you. The only way to stop these big corrupt corporations that are organized crime syndicates, not free market, is to restrict the size of state, local, federal, international government, because those are the mechanisms of control. This should make perfect sense, but I was explaining that to Dan, and he still, I don't think, completely got it. Look, that's what the Founding Fathers said. The real political spectrum isn't left and right. You know, the extreme of the left is police, giant prisons, control, regulation, socialism, communism. The extreme of the right in the false spectrum is fascism, police in black uniforms, huge prisons, command and control, regulation, a small group running everything. It's the same system with different window dressing. And we weren't taught that spectrum, that false spectrum, until 100 years ago. And now the Democrats think, oh, yeah, the evil corporations, let's grow the size of government to regulate them. you know, falling into that trap. The conservatives say, oh, no, government bad, corporations good. Well, then corporations are bad because they're part of the government. The big ones are running the government. Can you boil that down for folks, Paul?
Well, what people basically need to understand is that we advocate limited government, obviously, and free market capitalism as it was supposedly intended by the founding fathers, not what we've got today, which is monopoly capitalism. And yet most of the left wing don't realize that monopoly capitalism is basically the merging of corporations and government. So then they see capitalism itself as the enemy. So they run to socialism and big government as the answer. And when people call for this sort of thing, I mean, you can take this back 100-150 years with the Rockefeller Standard Oil. When people finally found out that it was a monopoly capitalist system that was being set up, Rockefeller just devolved all the Standard Oil, this National Standard Oil Corporation, into regional subsectors, but yet it was still owned by the same people. So we have to understand that monopoly capitalism is the merging of corporations and government, and that free market capitalism, with an emphasis on small business ownership and limited government, is the fairest. Not perfect, no system ever is, but it's the fairest system that we should evolve back towards, as it was.
Exactly. I mean, the meaning well liberals, I don't mean they're cynical controllers, they think, oh, you stop the evil corporations with big government, when the corporations are lobbying for big government. Who's up next, Stephanie? Okay, Richard in Kentucky, you're on the air, then we'll go to Stacy and others.
Yeah, Alex, good to hear your show. I remember back last March when the shock and awe campaign started in Iraq, I heard a lot of people say, let's bomb them into the Stone Age. Well, Stone Age really sticks in my mind if you look at what's going on in California. Here's people being attacked by mountain lions, and all they have to fight with is rocks. What do you guys think about that?
Yeah, they eat children and women, smaller folks, every year.
Yeah, and that ain't the first time.
And the sicko wildlife people that are being funded by the government to devalue human life and to get us into compact cities, they say you shouldn't be encroaching on their territory.
Yeah, really.
Pumas, mountain lions, rock cats, whatever you want to call them, are not even threatened, folks.
No,
I have seen two or three of them. No, four of them in East Texas deer hunting.
Yeah. If I see one in my yard, I'll have a 12-gauge loaded up before you say George W. Bush. So, you know, here we're not supposed to have any guns, and guns are evil and all this and that. But, you know, what are you supposed to do, throw rocks at it?
They've even had black bears killing people now. They didn't used to do that, but now they're not afraid of us.
Sure, yeah. They associate people with food, and you're a goner.
And that always happens in these eastern states or these western states where they've taken and basically domesticated everybody. A puma doesn't show its face around here.
Yeah.
They sneak around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And believe me, the times I saw them, it was just for a second or two, and by the time I get my rifle up, they'd be gone.
Yeah, I hear that. Yeah.
One time I was walking down a path in the middle of the day hog hunting one spring, wasn't even deer season. Huge red wolf jumped out right in front of me.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
They got to protect them, too, you know. Yeah.
All right, thanks for the call. Paul, you've got it over in Europe now where you have to play with your pig every day, give it a new toy. This is, you know, in these pens. What is all that about?
Well, obviously it's about, I mean, the emphasis on animal rights is going on, coming straight out of the government and the big funders of this environmental movement, at the same time where we're losing all our human rights. I mean, the biggest reaction I get from the left-wingers out there that do listen to us is when I post a story which debunks the global warming situation. I mean, we had a story out on the weekend that it's the coldest in the northeast for like 20 years or so. And then we have stories which say, oh, it's the hottest day in 20 years, therefore proving global warming. Well, no, that only proves that it was actually hotter 20 years ago. So, again, there is some global warming, but it's due to natural sun cycles. And, again, when I try to emphasize this, that it's just a big left-wing UN-funded global neo-feudalist property.
Yeah, it's the excuse to start a world energy tax.
And the fact is, and this is consistent throughout all the studies, that at least 46% of the entire Earth's surface has never been encroached on by any humans. And so the assumption that we're, you know, spreading the cities everywhere and tearing down the trees, it's a complete fallacy. Because
well, there are more trees now in the U.S. than there were 100 years ago.
Yeah, and 46% of the Earth is completely untouched. So, again, it's a lie.
I want to get back briefly because we got cut short, then we'll go to more calls. This BBC article, Terror War Could Last 50 Years, and Bigger Than Imagined. They just say it's never going to end. There's going to be lots of new terrorists attacking us, and the answer is just give all our rights up. Well, that makes sense. If the war on drugs gets bigger and there's more drugs on the streets, well, now the war on terror gets bigger. There's going to be more terror. I mean, they don't want their business to go away, do they?
Well, no, the shift that you will probably see is that they will move it into the situation in Israel where they have, you know, a suicide bombing every couple of weeks, and so that gives them the necessary permanent state of emergency, which is what the UK government are calling for, and calling to intern people without trial, imprison them without trial, with the new civil contingencies bill, which would enable the government to quarantine people, destroy private property, and
let's go over that. This came out about 3 months ago. Now they're still trying to pass it. The Queen has been out there promoting it, and there's a new headline today: Amendment to CCB bill would detain UK citizens without trial. Talk about that.
Well, again, it's just a case of them announcing something after the fact that they've already been doing it. I mean, there are already British citizens imprisoned at Guantanamo Bay, and so it's basically a recipe for dictatorship, and the British government badly needs a terrorist attack not only to push through this along with the National ID card, but also to boost Tony Blair's flagging approval rating so he can then call the referendum on the introduction of the euro and have any possibility of winning it. So it's a big rallying call, as happened with Bush immediately after 9/11.
Well, there's also been discussions of not allowing a referendum in England on the euro. They didn't allow referendums in the other member states.
Well, they say they're not allowing it because obviously at the moment they can't win it, but you look at the referendums in the other countries, like Ireland, for example, if there actually is a referendum and the population votes no, all that they do is have another referendum 2 years later when they
wouldn't allow a referendum in France or Germany where the majority of the folks were against it. I mean, if our government wants to do what we want, then why don't they give us a choice? The majority of Americans are against the free trade area of the Americas, which is the same thing for this hemisphere. But you notice they're not going to let us vote on that either.
Yeah, so even if you take their false paradigm of democracy, which is, you know, what the majority want, they're not even following that level of politics. So it's not even a democracy. The Republic went, and now it's not even a democracy either. So
also, there's a big move to get rid of juries in your country. They're talking about that here. There's been some new developments there. And the reason we talk about England so much, folks, is in some cases they're a few years ahead of us or we're ahead of them. It's the exact same managers and model for New Zealand, Australia, Canada, U.S., and England. We're all under the same system.
And the British government is attempting to do all this on the basis that our constitution isn't written. It evolves from custom law and the Magna Carta. So the Blair government has been enacting constitutional reform via press release, basically. And they, as you mentioned with the juries, they came out and said that they want to also abolish the Lords. And they only want to abolish the Lords because it mainly consists of a sort of traditional right-wing element. Which
yeah, they don't want to give up the sovereignty of England.
Yeah, and the Lords are obviously pro-jury rights, and so the government needs to abolish the Lords before it can abolish the jury system.
Unbelievable. We'll break and come back and take some more calls and get into three or four other important little tidbits here, like report all flyers to be assigned threat ranking. And this is going to be for your jobs, for your driver's license. It starts there, but it's admittedly, I've seen Ridge say it, for everything. It'll be on your ID card, what level of rights you have. Talk about discrimination. Also, U.S. Army College attacks Bush terror policy. We'll talk about that as well. Then we'll go to the border and discuss the invasion. Stay with us.
Have you found your business isn't quite as profitable as it was before the economy went south? Are new clients a little harder to come by lately? Well, maybe we can help. Advertise your business on the GCN Radio Network, and you'll soon find out why companies all across the country are experiencing a steady flow of new customers. It's not by coincidence, it's by design. At GCN, we can increase your business with an ad package that's built specifically for your particular product or service. Join the many satisfied advertisers on the GCN Radio Network who found out that the economy isn't so bad after all. Call toll-free 877-996-4327, extension 106, for quotes or more information. That number again is 877-996-4327, extension 106. Everyone listens to radio. It's the most cost-effective way to increase business available. Don't wait around hoping for a stronger economy. The country might be slipping into recession, but your business doesn't have to. Call GCN today and get more customers tomorrow.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through a private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Try halomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Folks, we're just trying to raise your awareness to the geopolitical. Folks, we're just trying to raise your awareness to the geopolitical system and the strata of power and what the elite is up to. That's all this show strives to do. We're about to go to Stacy in Delaware and West in Colorado and others. But Paul Watson, I kind of cut you short there at the end of the last hour when you were describing Order Out of Chaos, the book I published, the book you wrote. It's such an amazing book. People really need to have this book. And for those that just joined us, describe what's in Order Out of Chaos and why folks should get it.
Well, I mean, why people should get it. I mean, personally, I've had two separate instances where I've given the book to people who've been in the military 20 years and initially disagreed with everything I said. They read the book and then apologized to me, and then now they're actually getting involved themselves. So I've found that it is a vital keystone to waking people up to what's going on. But,
well, then, Paul, people ask me, you know, how do 90% of those that see your videos wake up? Because we don't engage in conspiracy theories. The truth is out there. The globalists have been caught doing everything they do. It's such a big conspiracy that, yes, they get caught. They leave tracks. It's public. This program is public. And so with the videos and the books, we're able to wake people up. We have a chance. And, yes, these are some of the best tools we've got, Paul.
Well, I mean, people just don't understand the pace of the evidence of which this comes out every single day. We have several smoking guns on different issues which either confirm what we said in the past or, you know, get ahead of us and actually confirm new things that we didn't know. And so people don't understand the pace of the cover-up because, I mean, they've lied so many times. It's like the old saying, if you tell the truth, you don't have to remember everything. They've lied so many times that they're slipping up and not being able to cover up a lot of things because there are so many bases to cover that it's just not possible for some of the truth to get out.
It's amazing. I mean, they're just absolute criminals on fire, doing every evil thing you can imagine, running around, looting all of our countries. I mean, they really have reached the looting phase. They're just going wild.
And, you'd think that they'd be good at lying after, you know, doing it so often, but we got the reverse of that. I mean, we had the Bremer thing where he was in a public interview dismissing evidence that they'd found weapons of mass destruction labs in Iraq, and then blushing and stuttering when the interviewer told him that Tony Blair was saying it. So these people have lied so often that it's becoming difficult to layer each lie on top of the next, and they're becoming forgetful and making all these errors, which we're able to pick up on.
Absolutely. So order out of chaos in just a minute nutshell, because then I'm going to Stacy. In a minute nutshell, what do folks get when they what will they learn in this book?
Well, I'll start by giving a brief overview of this Hegelian dialectic, because obviously a lot of that's been covered in the past. I tried to stick to issues which have not received that much attention in previous books and videos, like the British intelligence MI5 bombings, which only came out in dribs and drabs, so I brought them all together and did a chapter on that. And then we've got the arming of North Korea, the arming of Iraq, and how these chaos mongers arm and then invade these countries. Three chapters on 9/11, which basically, I mean, that's the spine of the book, and none of that was released before. And then the whole left-right thing that we were talking about earlier, about how that it's this a staged prison to keep people from seeing the greater horizon.
Absolutely, folks. Get the book, Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order it. $19.95, second copy, only $11.95. It's over 300 pages. 1-888-253-3139 or Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Stacy in Delaware, thanks for holding her on the air.
Hi, Alex. I just wanted to comment about the foreigners that come in and they're able to start businesses and then they have the tax-free issues. My husband and I were in a Dunkin' Donuts, and the guy that owned it was Indian. And my husband got to talking to him, and he was actually very forthright about it, that they come here, they start a business, and then once their time is up, they go back to their country and another member from their family comes here and start, you know, takes over the business.
Yeah, number one, they get the 7 to 10 year exemption, depending on which program they decide to take. And then, I was about to add that earlier, good point, I've talked to them, then they sell it to a family member, they come and get 10 more years of tax exemption. That's discrimination against citizens.
Mm-hmm.
Why would they do something like that? It is such a sterling example of how much they hate the American people.
And the money that they make here, they don't spend it here, they send it home. So we're paying for them to come here to make money to send it home. It's not even spent here.
They've set up an economic climate where it's impossible, regardless of what color you are, to be an American citizen and stay in the middle class. They also use the 40%+ profit they get above anybody else to leapfrog it into other businesses to set up monopolies. Tell you what, Paul Watson, I've got other guests coming up, but I wanted to hold you over one more second to talk about one or two other issues, so stay there. And we've got Ranch Rescue coming on as well.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We've all heard the ads for lower prices on airfare and hotel. Oh yeah, the dot-coms are endless. CheaperHotels.com, SaveOnYourRentalCar.com, HalfPriceAirlineTickets.com. Problem is, by the time you get done planning your vacation, you've visited dozens of websites and spent hours and hours trying to save money. Well, I'm glad to tell you there's an easier way to get it all at once. www.VacationA2Z.com. A membership in VacationA2Z.com will not only land you huge savings on air and hotel, you'll be treated to discounts of 10 to 80% on car rentals, golf, movies, and theme parks. How about free food at restaurants or big discounts on ski packages at top ski resorts? Not convinced yet? How about auto repair, health and beauty, financial services, or shopping discounts? There are over 60,000 vendors waiting to save you money. All you need to do is visit VacationA2Z.com. That's www.VacationA2Z.com. Visit today and you can be saving big dollars tomorrow even if you're not taking a vacation.
Late summer 2003, mainstream press tells us we're having a stock market recovery. Late summer 2002, I heard the same thing. Late summer 2001, you heard the same thing. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, currently trading in a 93 to 9400 range, is down 7% from 2 years ago. That's recovery? Gold, now trading in a $360 range, is up 31% in that same period. Where do you want your hard-earned money? Hi, folks. This is Jack Brownrigg with Midas Resources. I love the sound of real money. Call your representative today at Midas Resources at 800-686-2237. Learn how to protect your assets with real wealth, not potentially worthless paper. Call now, 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hey, Doris, great news. I now own my own home, free and clear, and I did it in less than 5 months.
Did you receive an inheritance?
Well, no. Actually, I found a way to eliminate my mortgage without bankruptcy and without the need of going to court. And you, too, can do this legally, lawfully, ethically, and morally.
But, Jim, I signed a note promising to pay back the loan. Isn't it wrong even if I could discharge the loan?
Doris, I felt the same way until I took the time to learn the truth about money and banking. The most shocking thing I learned is the fact that no real money is ever loaned out. There's a dirty secret that the banks don't want you to know. And this is the basis of how I was able to discharge my own mortgage. I know this is hard to believe, but go to the website to learn more. Doris, get your PIN and find out how many Americans are finding financial freedom by having their mortgages eliminated in less than 5 months. Go to www.eliminatemortgages.com/liberty. Just the way it sounds, and there's an S after mortgage. It's www.eliminatemortgages.com/liberty.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I should have told Stacy in Delaware to hold. I wanted to hear more of the story, how they go into the Dunkin' Donuts and talk to the man from India. And he brags, yeah, I don't have to pay taxes for 10 years, and I just go back to my country and have another family member come take over the business, and they don't pay taxes for 10 years. And again, the average person, this has been going on for decades, doesn't even know about this because 60 Minutes isn't going to tell you. Dan Rather isn't going to tell you. It's just a quiet little secret. Why would they do that, and why would a citizen not get that? It's designed to bring the third world here. It's designed to displace any existing middle-class structure. And look at it. Foreigners, whether they're Polish or Russian or German, the majority is Indians because they're really good at it, own almost, in here in Austin, I'd say they own about, let's be conservative, 90% of the gas stations, 95%, I'd have to say 98%. I've never seen a motel in Austin not owned by Indians. But again, there's no one ever asked why that is. No one ever wondered why that was. Because they're not stupid. I don't blame them. They don't have to pay taxes. They get to have a little bit lower rate. They get to have more money for investment. They get to run their competition out of business. I've been on road trips across the country. I've never seen a hotel, a motel, that's not a big chain, that, and even the big chains, again, are individually as franchised owned. I've never seen a motel that wasn't owned by folks from a foreign country. Most of the time it's India. And how did that happen overnight? Again, this is something we never discuss, and it is massive discrimination against citizens. Paul Watson, final comments on this, and then one other article, then we're going to go to Jack Foote.
Well, I mean, the key word is invasion. The key word is not race, because if it was Chinese, Russians, whatever, it doesn't matter. The key word is invasion, because it, when you boil it down, it's no different than going into Iraq and taking over their economy. It's the same process, and it boils down to an invasion of a country, and that's exactly what it is.
And they have set up a climate where they give more welfare, more funding, more everything to illegals and legals of any type, while citizens are put under more and more pressure, folks. So we need to make this an issue. We need to point this out. Two final articles, then we're going to go to Jack Foote, and I'm going to let you go, and I appreciate you coming on, Paul. Then we'll go to Wes and Ron and others with our next guest. Paul, justices refused a review case on security and 9/11 detentions. The Supreme Court refused money to consider whether the government properly withheld names and other details about hundreds of foreigners detained in the weeks and months after the September 11th attacks. The High Court turned down a request to review the secrecy surrounding detainees, nearly all Arabs or Muslims, who were picked up in the United States following the attacks of the World Trade Center and Pentagon. And the Washington Study Center, critical of Bush administration response to 9/11, sued to learn the names and other basic information. But the Supreme Court says, no, we're not going to let that come out, Paul.
Well, yeah, it's the same thing going on in Britain with the detainees without trial. And, I mean, even though in this country most of them get released anyway, it's about creating this false paradigm that there are terrorists running around everyone's backyard. And, I mean, they will try and shut these things up. They even came out in a Toronto Star that they tried to buy off the 9/11 victims to sign legal forms where they wouldn't ask the government about prior knowledge or anything related to that.
Yeah, the headline was, Victims Refuse Bribe.
Yeah, that's what it was. It was a government bribe not to file lawsuits on the fact that the government carried out the attack.
All right, here's another one out of NBC5. Report, all flyers to be assigned threat ranking. Volunteering personal information would shorten the security wait. They admit this is the CAPS 2 system. You've got bad credit. You're going to get more of a surge and may not be able to fly. And I've seen Ridge about a year and a half ago on C-SPAN say, to have a job, you're going to have an okay security rating on your driver's license, which is really the national ID card, Paul.
Yeah, and it's all being centralized into the national ID card. And I can tell people through personal experience that even if you've been involved in a civil routine court case, not criminal, or even if you've got an unpaid parking ticket, or, I mean, they've even had left-wing peace protesters being detained for hours and in some cases not even being allowed to fly. And they're beta testing all this within the airport so that they can then shift it onto the streets. It's all a giant theater beta test, basically.
Absolutely. But the borders are going to be wide open, and we're going to accept any fake matricula card, you name it. It's a fraud. Paul Watson, thanks for spending an hour with us, and look forward to having you back on next Monday.
Okay, thanks, Alex.
God bless, my friend. Let's shift gears now to Jack Foote. He's the founder of Ranch Rescue. Jack, good to have you on the show.
Good to be back, sir. Thank you for the opportunity.
You bet, and we'll have you on in the future for a little bit longer. For those that don't know what Ranch Rescue is, describe the organization, what you do, and we'll get into the Mexican troops firing at your members.
Briefly, Ranch Rescue is a private property rights advocate. And everything we're going to talk about today is available to your listeners on our website at www.ranchrescue.com. We are conducting phase two of Operation Thunderbird here on private ranch in Cochise County, Arizona. Your listeners may recall Cochise County, Arizona is the number one illegal border crossing point into the United States and has been for the past 5 years. On December 20th, our volunteers were conducting a reconnaissance patrol in the southern part of our host's land, which is right up next to the border road. Mexican troops, armed and in uniforms, OD Green uniforms and OD Green Kevlar helmets, crossed onto our host's property and were challenged verbally by our reconnaissance team. The Mexican troops, there was about 10 of them, we estimate. We know for certain there were two in the lead with AK-47 and RPK machine guns. The rest of them retreated back into the wood line And after they got themselves into a concealed position, they fired on our volunteers. Now, fortunately, none of our volunteers were hit. And our volunteers, to their credit, exercised remarkable restraint in not firing back and giving away their
Now,
position.
That did make the Associated Press and Newsmax, but the average person hasn't heard about it. They cover it up when federal officers are being routinely killed, Border Patrol, FBI, Forestry Service people. They've shot up dozens and dozens of vehicles. Tom Tancredo, the congressman, says there's been over 190 episodes of this in the last 2 years that he knows of. He didn't even know about U.S. citizens 3 miles over the border being kidnapped in December by Mexican troops for absolutely no reason. They're bringing the drugs across. What did the police and others do once you reported this?
The silence is deafening every time you try to report something like this. So we gave up trying to report these incidents a long time ago. We don't dial 911 out here because, quite frankly, it's a waste of time. We are next-door neighbors to the largest Border Patrol station in the nation. I am standing outside looking at it right now. It is enormous. It's a multi-million-dollar facility. It is so huge it has its own water tower. This is a small city. Our property is directly adjacent to their back fence. I am literally a 30-second drive away from the largest Border Patrol station in the nation. If they cannot keep the military troops from a foreign nation off of our property, then the only other choice is either putting troops on the border ourselves, or we do it ourselves with volunteers here on this property.
Now, that's what you do. You go to private property that have giant footpaths and garbage everywhere where the illegals pour across. They rob, they rape, they kill people, they break equipment, they kill farm animals.
These are what our national government now refers to as future foreign guest workers. And they are coming across just in the last 72 hours. And I'm looking at one of our guys in the observation tower right now. Just in the last 72 hours, we have seen a dramatic increase in the numbers of criminal border crossers coming across our
property. Well, that's because they've been, and the Mexican papers say, hey, we're taking over. The New York Times on Friday said this land is our land and said, hey, don't complain. This is really Mexico. Even our own government says yes. It's amazing. Now, I know you've done a lot of radio interviews.
Well, I heard one of your listeners earlier ask about my interview on National Alliance.
Yes. I was about to
bring
that
record, up. For the record, I am very aware, and I was aware before I did this interview, of the controversy that would happen from me being on this particular source. However, I was also interviewed by Hal Turner a couple of years ago, and on that same day, I was interviewed by CNN. I no more subscribe to the Hal Turner's viewpoint than I do the Ted Turner's viewpoint. These people are offering me an opportunity to get the message out, and I took it, regardless of what their own political viewpoint is.
Sir, you must have gotten a call then, because it's not that big of a deal. I mean, I said I'll be interviewed by the German press, the Chinese press, you know, the right-wing press, you know, whoever, to get the word out about being shot at by Mexican troops. Everybody needs to know. I mean, it's like Paul Revere probably didn't agree with some of the people he was riding by their house yelling to arms, the Redcoats are coming. So I see what you were saying. I just want to make it clear that later the media, you need to make clear on record, can take that and go, oh, look, he's involved with that.
Right.
That's exactly what they love to do, is try to, you know, they've tried to mix the issue of sovereignty in with that.
Well, what we're seeing is that every time they throw up this charge of racism, it is thrown up for the express purpose of diverting public attention from the real issue of crime on private property.
Well, that's exactly what's happening. I mean, Mexico, the government, is racist. Public newspapers saying, throw the gringos out, but that's supposed to be cute, and it's not acceptable.
I've had a standing offer for the past 3.5 years to publicly debate anyone about what we do within Ranch Rescue, what we stand for, and who we are. One of our chief detractors, Isabel Garcia, who's a local personality here in southeastern Arizona, has gone out of her way to make an accusation against us as being racist. She showed up here at our ranch, at our front gate, with a group of protesters on the same day that we already had a video crew from the Univision television network, the Spanish language network. This television crew went to the front gate and told Ms. Garcia, Jack Foote will debate you at the front gate on camera right now. And she said no, and she left. They run away, and they make wild accusations, but they cannot back those up with valid arguments. That is what.
Well, I know that's the case, and I know that we're always talking about Mexico because that's the majority, but it's just as bad from India or Russia or anywhere else. we're losing this country, we're losing our wages, and we cannot assimilate this mass this fast, and now Bush is going to legalize all of them. So what are your guys going to do the next time Mexican troops shoot at them? I know if Mexican troops were shooting at me, I know what I'd do.
Well, like I said, I commend the individual patrol team leader for his discretion and his restraint, and it was his call to make as the person in charge at the moment on the ground. However, this came about because we had a standing policy of challenging them and warning them with the intent of placing them under citizen's arrest and then turning them over to law enforcement. Since we now know that if we challenge them, we'll be shot at, we're not going to give them any warning next time. The next time that armed, uniformed, foreign, military, terrorist troops are encountered on this property, we will open fire on them. We will not warn them.
Now, folks think that's a radical statement. That shows how neutered we've all become. It's private property. It's being invaded by foreign troops. If anybody was on your property, especially armed, you have every right to defend yourself with lethal force. Now, that's just the law in Texas. It's the law in Arizona. It's been
right.
A law nationwide. Now they're trying to get rid of it in many of the controlled eastern and west coast
states.
Under
state law, we may not use or threaten to use deadly force unless it's first used or threatened to be used against us. Now, in the case of civilian criminals, that means they have to point a weapon at you.
Now, did you make the police come out and do a report?
Not for this particular incident. There was no point to it. We didn't have any physical evidence except some very scared looks on the faces of our volunteers who had been fired upon. It would have been
it's not like this isn't happening. We have them running over fences, chasing Border Patrol 7 miles, and shooting their vehicles full of holes and
right.
Killing people.
Right. We'll be happy to call the sheriff of the county and bring him out here just as soon as we've got something physical to show him. Now, we either will capture these criminal terrorists vertically, or we will capture them.
Why do you think they shot at you?
Because they can. Because they know that even if they hit one of us, if they commit a murder inside the United States, they can run back into Mexico, and Mexico will never extradite them to face either the life or the death penalty.
And then it makes it also there's a government, and this has been out there. I've talked to one of the top Border Patrol people here in Texas. He's one of my dad's patients. He said, "Oh yeah, there's a $200,000 bounty on Border Patrol." But
yeah,
Bush is down
that.
There. Bush is down there in a love fest with Vicente Fox right now.
Our volunteers are better equipped and better deployed than the Border Patrol itself. We have entirely different rules of engagement when it comes to armed, uniformed foreign military troops.
And we know some of the local
much different than those for civilians.
We know some of the local folks have detained tens of thousands on their ranches, and we know that there's Simcox Group. We know that there's American Patrol out there documenting all this. How
right.
many people that are trespassing on one ranch have you guys put under citizen's arrest and called the police?
Most of the folks who come across here are just your simple illegal border crossers. They don't represent a threat because they're not armed. The last group that we encountered was a group of five. We simply gave them food and water and evicted them from the property and told them not to come back.
Yeah, and now you've got Morris D. suing you, right?
Well, Morris Dees is suing me and the current owner of the ranch that I'm sitting on, Casey Nethercott. But those stem from an incident that occurred in Texas, not here in Arizona. The owner, by the way, is still sitting in the Pima County Jail after having been arrested on false charges by the federal government.
And by the way, there was a French national reporter there. You guys, and this is on tape. The
yeah.
reporter caught it, took photos. This
yeah.
was in the French news. Gave them
yeah.
blankets, helped them, said, go on down the
yeah.
road. Don't trespass again. And it looks like that was a staged deal. Suddenly the police show up. This
Absolutely.
Was, what, 4 or 5 months ago, and your guys are this guy's still in jail.
Yeah, he was arrested a second time from, it's kind of complicated, not to bore your listeners, but basically he was free on bail. He was here in Arizona at his new place. And false statement was filed by the prosecutor in Jim Hogg County, Texas. Rudy Gutierrez perjured himself by filing false charges with the FBI. He wrote them a letter saying Casey did this, that, and the other thing. The feds then took that information, placed Casey under arrest here in Arizona. And when they went back to Mr. Gutierrez and asked him to testify, he refused to. Subsequently, all federal charges against Mr. Nethercott had to be dropped because the federal authorities realized that Mr. Gutierrez, the assistant district
attorney... By the way, this is the same South Texas where four towns fly the Mexican flag, not the American flag, and do not allow English in court proceedings.
Right. Now, this is, in the particular case of Jim Hogg County, in the town of Hebronville, This is a county government that is really nothing more than an organized criminal enterprise disguised itself and masquerading as a legitimate government.
Okay,
they earned the name Texas Taliban.
All right, Jack Foote, give folks the website. I'm going to get you back on in the future for full hours. We can take calls. What's the website again?
The website address is www.ranchrescue.com. The phone number here at Camp Thunderbird is 520-364-3966. And we are asking folks to come as volunteers and to send us donations.
All right. Well, thanks a lot for coming on the show, Jack.
Thank you again, sir. Much appreciated.
You bet. And I've checked out the whole story they're telling. I mean, there was a national French reporter from AFP, that's their Associated Press, there. And they go out, stop a couple people, they're cold, they give them some blankets, say, don't come back on this property. And luckily, there was the French reporter there. This was all caught on tape and with photos. And good thing the French reporter was still there when the police came and arrested him for assaulting him. I mean, it's nuts. But Mexican troops, still federal officers, doesn't even make the news.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Got $3 in your pocket? Want $1 million in term life insurance coverage? Call TermBusters now. Rates are low right now. Call and compare. For example, a man age 45, non-tobacco user, issue preferred $1 million of coverage is only $75 a month, level for the next 10 years. Call TermBusters now. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692. If you're a smoker, we have great rates for you too. Call TermBusters now. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692. We specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. Remember, $1 million in term life insurance coverage for as little as $3 a day. Call right now. Operators are standing by. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692.
All right, let's jam a few final calls in here, Wes, Ron, and maybe others. Wes in Colorado, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Good to talk to you.
You bet.
I want to thank you for your work. I've got two quick things to mention. One is a good way to get out the word is to get some business cards made up either on your own home computer or somewhere else. And what you can do is if you love America, check it out and then write down InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Also, the times and stations and days for your broadcast locally, and leave those cards out around town.
Well, that works really well in areas where we have AM and FM affiliates. And certainly folks can always listen over the Internet or shortwave. And, yeah, a lot of folks are doing that. And this show is only one small part of the solution against this tyranny. But, yes, that's a wonderful idea.
Another thing is community fairs when they have those. You can always rent a table and have download pages that people can read there and handouts also to people for free. Another thing I wanted to mention was you mentioned about Bush. Recently I saw WWE had a wrestling set up where they went over to Iraq. In the background, they're panning through the crowd of soldiers watching the wrestling. And there's two or three guys holding up a sign that says Bush 316.
Okay, and what does that mean?
I think it's a biblical reference.
I believe it is, too.
Just a little odd.
John 316? Or?
But it was actually Bush 316.
Or is it Romans? It's
John, it's John 316.
And what does John 316 say?
I think it's the way to know the Father is through the Son. Something like that.
Oh, yeah. All right. Thanks for the call, Wes. Yes. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That was it.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Ron in Oklahoma. Ron, go ahead.
God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. I think that's John 3:16. But anyway, Alex, what I was going to say first off is people need to get your tapes. Your 9/11 is prerequisite. Let people know what happened at Oklahoma City, 9/11, some of the others. Get them copied and get them out. Paul Watson's book, Order Out of Chaos, and Tex Mar's book, Circle of Intrigue, are the icing on the cake. They really give you an inside understanding and knowledge of what's going on so you can talk to other people and explain it. But anyway, what I called about was I see this Moon-Mars trip as a diversion and as a payoff to the Lockheed Martin and other defense contractors, a diversion to keep the people from thinking about what's going on now, the immigration, the bad economy, Iraq, and whatever. I don't see anything of substance to it.
Yeah, they cover up one big story with another. They announce the Saddam thing, and he signs the Patriot Act, too. He goes to Mexico to announce the end of the border, and then he's going to come back the next day and announce a Moon-Mars mission, which will get all the attention. Yeah, that's what they're doing.
Well, here in Oklahoma City and George Bush's America, we've had a record year for bankruptcies, even had a prominent businessman robbing a bank last week, couldn't afford to make his payroll and pay his employees. Older people robbing banks, apparently, to pay for their prescription bills. And now the FDA says they're going to block importation of Canadian drugs, more of Bush's payoff to the pharmaceutical companies.
I hear you, Ron. I got to let you go. Great points. And since you mentioned it, yeah, my films, 9/11 Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror, Police State 3, Total Enslavement, Matrix of Evil, go to Infowars.com, go to PrisonPlanet.com, get the films, make copies, get them to opinion makers, talk show hosts, county commissioners, your pastor, affect change. It's really happening. People are very open-minded to this because they already know deep down in their guts something is wrong. Toll-free number to get my films. Big discounts when you get three or more. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139 or PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Don't wait. Get the films. Get the books. Spread the word and support this broadcast. I'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2, right here on this same station. Now get out there and expose corruption and stand up for this republic and be part of history. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes, volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now. now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.